This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, 11:03, back on the Fan on this Friday. BT and Sal, Brandon, Tierney, Sal, the Cotta Show. C-Mac is in for Sal. 877-337-6666. Those sneaky Metsies making moves.
Yep.
We'll get back to the J.D. Martinez stuff in a bit. All right, so since we haven't worked together in a while, and while you're working, I'm generally sleeping.
Same here.
Yeah, true. That's true. We're both so boring, we put each other to sleep.
Exactly.
What? Two things for you with Judge.
Yes.
What was your level of fear? Whatever the most amount of concern was, whatever that was for you,
right.
What was the depth of the fear? And then secondly here, give me a ballpark figure on games you expect him to play this year. Number one, level of fear with the abdomen to start.
This particular injury?
Yes.
Minimal.
Three? Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Three,
I wasn't that juiced up.
Three,
by
four.
It.
I wasn't that worried about it either. It didn't seem like anything that was hampering him. And the one thing, I know a lot of Yankee fans get on the Yankees for being disingenuous, for lack of a better term, or always taking the brighter side of a problem, and then you get to the bottom of it. Judge typically has not. Like Judge comes out, and when Judge speaks and Judge tells me it's not a big deal, I felt better about it almost immediately.
Okay.
Even though
they kept pushing it back,
I was
going to hit tomorrow.
Because it's spring training. It doesn't bother me at all. It really didn't concern me really that much at all. How many games do I expect him to play this year? I mean, that speaks
Let me ask you in a better way, because that's just a complete guess.
Yeah.
What would you sign up for? Like, what would be bare minimum low, that, and then what would make you happy?
I can't sign up for any less than 140.
Yeah, that was my number two.
Yeah, I mean he's got to play at least 140 games.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, the overall arcing conversation though about Judge's overall injury issue, I'm very concerned because it's always something. And even though a lot of it has been fluky stuff, he runs into a wall, he gets hit by a pitch, he breaks a rib diving in the outfield.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to invoke a name right now that Yankee fans don't want to hear, but Jacoby Ellsbury was injured all the time too, and it was broken ankle sliding into second base. It injury prone doesn't just mean I'm prone to soft tissue damage. I'll pull a calf muscle, I'll pull this muscle.
Yep.
There is something about his frame, the level of intensity he plays the game with. There's just something with him where I am concerned that this will be an every year thing, much like it is for Stanton. Although Stanton's can't run to second without pulling a hamstring.
Oh, please tell me you're not banking on Stanton to do it. I know he's had a good couple of days.
You're not actually
banking on Stanton to do anything this year, are you?
Are you kidding me? Yes, I'm banking on Stanton to have a
monster
year.
What is your affinity with this guy?
What's your displeasure with
him? Because he never plays, and he can't run, and he can't field, and he can't throw. Outside of that, he's Ted Williams.
That's not true. Babe Ruth. That's not true. He can field and throw. When's the last time he cost them?
He played in the playoffs with the Astros. He made one great catch, and then he took a step forward on a ball that went over his head.
He can't stay healthy. That I totally agree with you. But since when? Like, does a guy who does and does everything we ask and tries as hard as he does and cares as much that Yankee fans get all over, and who's been as productive in the postseason as Stanton has, that we get all over to this level. I know he's made money, but he hasn't been. This isn't, you know, Pavano where, you know, he bruised his ass on the bench and then he was gone. And we're wondering where the hell he was. And his teammates like Mike Mussina calling him out. This guy's trying his ass off.
They like
this
him.
Guy tries desperately. He's changed his whole body. He's done everything you could
possibly.
It took
him long enough. I mean, he could have changed it 3 years ago when he first started getting hurt all the time. Let me say this,
I don't know
Chris.
Why we hate him. I don't, it's almost like we're not rooting for him.
We're
rooting for him to be off out of the team because they think it's what's for the better.
Yes, I do hope
team.
That they buy him out at some point because you can't run and you can't say. But
if he's good, the lineup goes completely different.
Listen, he's going to run into some fastballs and he's going to hit some bombs. Mm-hmm. And he's been up until last time a very good better than Judge in the postseason by a mile.
Yeah,
I don't hate Stanton. I actually respect his transparency.
Yeah,
I do. Like he stands up there like a man. Owns the failures and the injuries and calls himself out. He looks in the mirror with no issue, and I wish more people did that. I really respect him. The thing, and I can't speak for the others, what bothers me about Stanton is because of the $32.5 million, it's preventing the Yankees from doing things that could win them a World Series.
I understand, but I mean, it just seems like because we like to tout ourselves as the kind of fans who will get behind a guy as long as he gives effort.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what we pride ourselves on. And yet this guy's done everything. Or guys who come in the clutch and show up in the big moment. He's shown up in the big moment. He's been clutch for them. He's worked his ass off to try and stay healthy. He just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand your point. The money does make things difficult for the New York Yankees, but the hatred and the...
It's a little overboard. I'm not going to battle you. It is a little over.
I'm rooting for him. Like I told you the first time we were together, I'm rooting for him as hard as any Yankee I've ever rooted for in my life. And if he is...
In your life?
In my lifetime.
Who's your favorite all-time Yank? Mattingly, Jeter?
I guess the answer is Jeter. When I first came up, it was
Who's your favorite? What do you mean you
because
guess?
Because
how do you not know?
It's the
one thing I know in the world. Who's your favorite Yankee? Mattingly.
Because asking me my favorite children.
No, it's not.
It's not. I love them all.
Yeah,
how can I like anyone more than anyone else?
Because that's called being a dad, being a fan.
I'm
it's a little bit less pure rules, dude.
How do you honestly, as
go
a
ahead.
Yankee fan, I'm sorry.
Good.
How do you, as a Yankee fan who grew up in the 90s, go, oh, I like Derek Jeter much better than I like Bernie Williams? Like, how do
I
you
don't.
Do that?
Well, my guy's Mattingly. That's my delineation. I will never love anybody as an athlete even remotely close
to
like I love Mattingly.
Because you grew up in a time period where they didn't win championships, whether they had good teams or not. They had winning seasons. And he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And while Jeter was the guy, I also had a bunch of guys who hit game-winning home runs and won championships.
Of course.
So it's not as easy to just say, yeah, that's my guy.
I'm not saying it's easy, but as a big-time fan, you got to have a favorite player. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
I disagree.
Who's your favorite player?
I don't have to have a favorite. Stop telling me how fandom has to work.
Yeah.
All right, it doesn't.
Yankee fans how to act with Stanton.
Yes,
it's okay.
I certainly can. Absolutely,
this guy writes
I can.
This guy.
That's right.
He's a trip.
Love
C-Mac.
Wait a second. Going to the field and booing a player who works his ass off is not the same as I have to narrow down my favorite guy to one particular player. It's not the same thing. I'm just saying. I grew up. My first Yankee that I fell in love with. My first guy was Wade Boggs.
Boggsy.
Wade Boggs.
That was
when I didn't know, when I first started watching Yankees, I was unaware of his Red Sox history.
He was
the third baseman. My dad played third base. He was like, my dad got me a Wade Boggs glove. I was a Wade Boggs guy.
I loved Boggs. I loved Boggsy. On the horse. I was at the game there in 96.
That's one of my favorite moments is him on the horse in 96 because I loved Wade Boggs. But now, is he my favorite Yankee of all time? How could I say that?
When I
got Bernie and Jeter Paul O'Neill.
We're going to call you indecisive C-Mac.
Miguel Cairo. I mean, the list
Miguel
goes on
Cairo.
And on.
Yeah.
I love Miguel Cairo.
Mariano Duncan, right?
Yeah, sure. Luis Soho. I love those ancillary, those secondary guys.
I know what you mean. All right, so before we get back to these J.D. Martinez calls, I got one more, and we can incorporate the Yankee stuff. BT and Sal on the fan, C-Mac sitting in for Sal. If you missed anything in the first hour, free Odyssey app, jump in, give it a rewind, get yourself up to speed, and we'll get back to these calls. Yes or no? Rate of probability based on a percentage.
Okay.
You'll see where I'm going. In 2 years, the Yankee, I'm going to give you four defensive configurations. Soto, three outfield, one first base. Soto, Dominguez, and Spencer Jones in the outfield,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge at first base. Give me I said this to Sal the other day, floated this. Give me a probability percentage you think that could happen. By the way, I'm over 65%.
Oh.
Now you got to retain Soto, and Dominguez and Jones have to be what we think that they are, which I believe that they will.
Yeah.
And Rizzo's almost done.
Yep.
You're not getting Bellinger.
No.
And you're going to have to preserve Judge's body. So you think that that's nuts or what?
I would go under 20%.
Why, though? Because I mean, Judge to first base
when
or
are
you
Soto? Talking about? Like, for the rest of his career?
No, I'm saying in 2 years on opening.
2 years. Oh, yeah.
I'm saying.
Oh, less than 10% in 2 years.
Really?
They won't do it to him. This guy is this guy's got his handprints on what they do as an organization. The guy wants to play center field, so he plays center field. Like, I mean, you think that he's gonna tolerate going to first base? Never gonna happen.
Well,
they'll put Soto at first base. He's a better outfielder than
Soto.
Maybe
that's a flip there.
Yeah.
And I love Judge. I got news for Judge.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care what you want to do.
Yeah.
You're an employee.
I'll
tell you
that.
What, the Yankees did this when they just, and I like Jeter, but Jeter, I don't even want to get into that now. But they always kissed Jeter's ass, and there was a thought they were going to put him in center field. It could have been a Robin Yount situation. He lost all of his lateral burst. He just couldn't play the position the way he needed to.
Yeah.
And Jeter said, nope, not doing it. I am beyond and above position change. And if Judge does that, I'm going to really change my tune with Judge. You play where I tell you to play. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I understand.
Come on, you're old school with that, Chris.
No,
you play ball.
I understand that.
You play the outfield. We're going to put you in first. You're playing first base.
I just don't think they'll do it to him. I can't
weak,
imagine.
And they got no stones.
Yeah, but I know he's got hurt in the outfield, running into a wall or something, but it's not like he's breaking down or deteriorating. He's still an excellent. He's good enough to play center field. He's a good center fielder.
He's a great center fielder.
You're asking them. I understand your point about you need him to stay healthy. You're also asking them to play a lesser player in the outfield.
But it also opens up a spot. First of all, Dominguez is not a lesser player. Spencer
Soto is.
You could put Soto in right, hide him with 314.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, I don't think so at all. I don't think the Yankees would do that at all. And you mentioned Derek Jeter; they traded for Alex Rodriguez and moved him to third base. He's the captain of the team. They just paid him $360 million. They're not telling him he has to go to play first. If he has Tommy John, like Harper, then maybe. But I'm telling you, just getting nicked up here and there, playing the outfield, he's not moving.
Let's get Angelo in Howard Beach. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's going on, Angelo?
What's up, Angelo?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to give a comment to C-Mac, and then I want to give you why I think the Mets got J.D. Martinez. First of all, I don't think any plan is crumbling. I think they're just fine. And I believe that J.D. was watching the two Dodger games and called his agent, Boris, and said, you know what? Find me a deal. Get me a deal. And I believe Boris called up King Cohen and said, I got an offer you can't refuse. And that's how he became a Met.
Yeah,
Sound good?
I mean, the numbers come down. Yeah, but I mean, listen, if your argument is that, Boris was in a bind... I mean, Boris has been in a bind this entire offseason. He has taken it on the chin.
Yes, he has.
The level
I
of
love it.
This was supposed to be an enormous year for him. The biggest free agent signing he had was the KBO star, grandson of the wind, Jung Hoo Lee. With the Giants. That's the biggest contract he gave out.
That's amazing.
He has Montgomery, Snell,
he's got Soto,
Chapman at
Soto
third.
Coming
well, Soto
up. Yeah, Chapman waited forever.
Yeah, Chapman waited forever. He had Soto Bellinger.
Chapman got a 2-year deal, right?
Yeah, 2-year deal. For 40 something, $50 million.
Yeah,
dollars.
He looks bad.
He's gotten. And now there's a coup inside the friggin' players' union, and they're all pissed. They don't like the players don't like the level of Scott Boris's involvement with the union. So, I mean, Boris is taking it on the chin. If you think he had to pivot just because this situation came to an head, I don't think so. It's been a disastrous year for him.
Let's go to Will and Whitestone, BT and South Show. Let's go to Will.
What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the show. BT, I'm actually, I shouldn't be surprised about your perspective. You know, it was a great move, in my opinion.
Yep.
Got him at a cheap, got him at a discount. With C-Mac, I'm not surprised with you. What was actually annoying and frustrating is how much hate you have for the Mets. You have to poopoo on for no reason. It's a good move.
I poopoo on nothing. I poo-poo on
nothing. Yeah, you poo-pooing on
that. I'm not poo-pooing.
I'm surprised, you know, out of all days that Sal is off today, I don't always agree with Sal, but actually Sal's actually
well, you got his, listen.
Having you on.
Well, listen, I understand. You got Sal's King Cohen's music and fun. And
I don't
listen,
care about the King Cohen stuff. I don't agree with
Well, then what do you want? I told you, listen.
It's just a good move all around, and you got to go, and I got to hear you talking, putting it
down. Yeah, that's right. You got to hear my take on it. So, too bad.
It's still a good move at the end of the day.
It is a good move. I said it's a good move at the end of the day. My point is this should have been the thought process the whole time. So I'm not going to applaud the organization.
That's all. They changed. They're allowed to change. You never change your mind.
Yeah, but I'm curious. I'm curious about guys like you, Will. I'm curious.
Will, calm down.
I'm curious about guys like you who probably were telling me how great the plan was this entire time, and now that they've deviated from it, that's great too. So there's nothing the Mets can do that's wrong. That's my own point.
Oh,
they got him at a discount. Great. Great. That's it. He shops at Costco. Fantastic. I'm glad he has a Costco. I'm glad Steve Cohen and his billions have a Costco card. I'm glad.
What directional app are you a fan of? Are you a Waze guy? Are you a Google Maps? Apple?
Google Maps, right?
So he's maybe going to play golf. Everybody's busy, and you get three hours to get away from the craziness, which would be amazing, right? I know.
Here it comes.
Yeah. It is analogy time.
Let's go.
You open up that phone, that beautiful smartphone that's staring back at you, that $800 smartphone, and you type in so-and-so CC Country Club, Neck Road in wherever, out in Suffolk or Nassau County, or New Jersey, wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you use the one map app that you use, and it gives you the first route. And you go in there, and it's early. You got about an 8:12 tee off time. You want to get to the range, get a little Bloody Mary, get the morning going. You finally get away, maybe a little cigar. It's a beautiful day. You want to get there early. Drop some putts, read the greens. No one's on the highway. You're humming, music cranked, sunroof open, and you get a little alert. The initial route that they sent you on, it changed because there was an accident.
Right.
And then they sent you to route number two, and route number two got you there efficiently.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to get mad at the app for the rerouting? Uh-huh.
No, because
you still got there.
Yeah, but listen, I'm sorry. I'm driving in New York City, I'm assuming. I knew about this construction way before I plugged in the friggin' coordinates.
It's not construction.
But
it's called an accident.
Don't
try to circumvent this, you wise guy.
We knew about this accident ahead. We saw this coming. That's all I'm saying. Don't make it sound like this is this brilliant pivot and he's somehow, we knew that this was the problem. We knew what the issue was. And why the plan now? What's changed? Where's the accident, BT? Point to the accident.
He's crazy. The pothole is Vientos.
That's such
you
but
have
that's
to
not
drive
fair.
Around it. He stinks.
It's spring training. You
he's going to be out of baseball
all I'm
in
saying
3 years.
All I'm saying is if you were excited about seeing what Vientos could be yesterday, then today has to, at least on some level, while you might applaud the pivot, you have to on some level say, well, why the hell were you telling me for months that we had to see at-bats from Vientos? That's all I'm saying.
Can I throw this at you?
I'm glad they pivoted. I agree with you.
I know you think it's a good move.
I want to read the putts.
You do like the move for people who think you don't like the addition.
Right.
That's not what Chris is saying. But let me ask you this. Is it possible, real quick, so we got a break. Is it possible that the Mets genuinely weren't sure about Vientos going, and then they see maybe a work ethic thing, or he's just never going to be a defender.
Right.
And it was cemented what they may have thought, but they wanted to take one more swing for a month straight with their own eyes on him every day. Is that possible?
I guess it's unlikely. Yeah, but I just think you should have known that already. I don't think spring training tells you anything. You tell me, Vientos, if you look at his numbers from last year's spring, he had a great spring.
Yeah.
So if Vientos had a good spring, we wouldn't have signed J.D. Martinez?
I'm not saying that.
Well,
I'm also not married to the numbers. I'm an eye test guy when it comes to baseball.
Granted,
you know what you're looking for.
And there were guys who, I'm blanking on his name with the red hair who formerly played for the
Mets.
Turner. So there's Turner who gives
Evan
you
Roberts.
Turner who gives you a third base option. Like, there were other options if you wanted
that.
To bring in another bat.
Now
you're limited with this guy. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a positive move. The guy had a great year last year. They should have. I'm okay with signing him. I'm more than okay. I'm applauding it. But at the same time, I don't know what changed other than the money, and that shouldn't be what changes the Mets' mind.
Okay, 877-337-6666. By the way, we mentioned Sal, the lunatic called in with his horns and his crazy King Cohen stuff to start the show. If you guys missed that, just jump in on the free Odyssey app, hit it, a little rewind action, and you get to hear my boy Sal, puffing out his chest, at least for
He's
now.
Very excited, but, you know, we'll see.
He should be.
Well, we'll see. Whatever happens, he'll be okay with. That's the Mets fan.
If you know, shots of my boy.
Well, that's just it.
Wow.
I mean, let's be honest. You'll be okay with whatever happens.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 11:28 back on the fan. BT and Sal. Brandon's here to Sal Licata show on this Friday. Do a little Otani later. A little NCAA tournament as well. 877-337-6666. Let's unpack this. C-Mac sitting in for Sal. Let's unpack this real quick. So It has emerged that last night, Steve Cohen.
Not Uncle Steve, not Steve, Stevie.
Not Uncle, okay. No, not Stevie. No, Steve.
Steve Cohen.
Texted, I think what most of us perceive to be the two leaders of the New York Mets, Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor, to joyously share in the news. Hey, we just reeled them in. J.D. Martinez, he's a Met. I think that that's awesome because it shows, you know, a kinship and a connection. Is Hal going to text, I don't know, Soto and Judge this year if they get a big arm? Probably not. So that's cool. But there is one omission, as others, you pointed out during the break.
Yeah.
I think Evan may have said
Evan,
it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said it. Why is Pete Alonso not on that text chain?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, I look at Pete as one of the leaders of this team. There's no doubt about it.
I don't.
No.
Nah, I don't.
And why is that? I mean, he's is there another, I mean, other than not having the contract long term, what, I mean, he is the head of the LFGM, LGFM, whatever. I always get those letters mixed up whenever I say it. Like, he's the head of ripping off shirts in walk-off victories. I mean, he is the connection to the fan base. Mm-hmm. He's the polar bear.
Oh, I think the fans love him and value him.
Inside the room and with the owner?
I think they like him. I don't think that the room looks at Pete as their leader.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. I'm going to actually back that up.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up for your leader. How many times Pete gets drilled a year ago?
Yeah.
How many times did the Mets do something about it? Zip. Not once.
I've heard you make that argument before, and I get it, and they should have. I mean, I agree with you on that, but I mean, they led the world in getting hit by pitches. It wasn't just Pete. I know he got hit more than most.
Yeah, there were more liberties.
But, I mean, they led all the world in hit by pitch.
I understand.
And there was never a retaliation.
And that's,
I mean, Lindor got
thing.
Hit. Yep. Nimmo gets hit.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's no retaliation whatsoever. But, yeah, I mean, here's the question, though. Like, forget, I mean, that's an interesting point, whether or not he's leader. I view him as one of those guys in the room. But a couple things from it with at least and Alonso, too. How does the owner view him if he's not? Like, forget whether he actually is in the room. This is a guy that is going to hit free agency. You've openly talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
That this is one of the bigger talking points about the team moving forward. Is Pete Alonso going to be
number one?
It's number
actually.
One. Like, it's the biggest. Like, I was,
by far.
Right. When I was getting on the Mets about not signing anyone or doing anything, it's like, you're allowing the talk of next year to be the only thing we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So Pete Alonso is forefront on every Met fan's mind. He's, you know, someone who you would expect to want to move forward with on some level. And yet he's not someone that you determine is worthy of a text message as part of, hey, we're doing this with J.D. Martinez. When, honestly, what's the first thing we say about J.D. Martinez signing? Protection for Pete Alonso.
Yep.
And still, he's not the guy.
Yeah. I was just going there. He beat me to it. But think about this. So the one thing from a baseball perspective, forget about the contract, but just the way the Mets lineup was structured before they brought J.D. in, is the first thing you say is, well, hey, where's the protection for Pete? And if we know it and we say it and we feel it, I mean, nobody sees it and knows it and feels it more than the guy who is adversely affected by a lack of a presence behind him, like Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, to be fair, maybe he has a separate, different, maybe even deeper, which I don't believe, but he could, relationship with Petey, and he texted him privately. I don't know. But I've always thought that Nimmo and Lindor are the two leaders on the team. And this only kind of reinforces it to an extent.
It also does something else, too. Mm. Does it prove that as soon as they come to terms with J.D. Martinez, he lets the team know, whoever it may be, for this Lindor saying it's him and Nimmo in that one group chat. Did the Mets feel like most of us did, like you did, like I did, that the idea that this season not being about winning is a problem? Is that part of the reason they go out and get J.D. Martinez, that there was a sense inside the room that, hey, we're having fun, right? That's what's come out of spring training. Mendoza's a little bit more loose than Buck. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to be better than people expect. But there's only so much better than you expect you can pedal without really feeling it like, hey, we should be much better. They just added a 30-100 theoretical guy. That's what he was last year. Did the room need that? Did the team need that? Is that something? Was this something where inside the team, I'm sure it was a lot of guys who, you know, Alonso's not having a contract this year. Guys expecting to win, they're not getting any younger. I'm sure there was some sort of feeling inside the room like, hey, we clearly need this. We clearly need that. How come we're not doing anything about it? I think the team needed this too. I think it's going to be a huge boost for them as well. Just the whole group saying, all right, now we understand that we care about this year. And the ownership went out and gave us what we felt we needed, which was that extra bat and a little bit of, you know, faith. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I believe in this team
enough
and
to go and justify doing this.
Yeah. So now there's expectations, and I think it's well welcomed inside that room.
I think that's a good thought. I think you're probably right. Because let's face it, you know, as much as we talked about, you know, and still will, the Beatties and the Vientoses and the Mauricios when he gets back, and eventually the other kids when they get up here, Acuna and everybody else. It's an interesting composition of a roster because, you know, Nimmo's in his early 30s. Lindor's getting there. Now, these guys are still in their prime.
Sure.
But they're going to be here for a long time unless you get somebody to eat that contract down the road. So didn't Scherzer talk about this last year out the door? That it wasn't thought to be something that they weren't going to necessarily try to win this year. And if I'm Lindor and I've got a finite window to play professional baseball, forget about the money. I want to win.
Yeah.
I think you might be right.
No, I know. The talk was, we're better than you think. It wasn't, hey, these kids are good. We have a promising future. That wasn't the talk from Lindor. That wasn't the talk. It was, we're better than you think, because they don't want to just give up on this year.
No way.
And so I'm sure that was a welcome text message, and maybe one that even spurred the action where they felt like, geez, you know, we're getting to feel like this team is unhappy with us not doing anything.
And maybe they're also reacting to the fans. We know that they listen to the station all the time. We know Met fans have been saying all winter. It might be you know, maybe a little combination of both, but I think that's a good point. 877-337-6666. Let's go out to Houston, Texas. Mike's got us up on the free Odyssey app. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm a lifelong Mets fan. Unfortunately, I was born in 87, so they've just been losers my entire life. And now I've been living down in Houston for the last 10 years and seeing, you know, the success here. And I just want to say that I actually have, at this point today, I have more hope for the Mets than at the same time last year. When I was looking at us, when Diaz went down, every Mets fan knew that there was no shot last year when that happened. And then looking at Vogelbach in the lineup, as soon as I saw that last year, I had no hope for that game. It became unwatchable at a point. And so them unloading Vogelbach was, I mean, that gave me a boost this year. Seeing Diaz, go 1-2-3 when he comes in, and then you finally add a legitimate DH for the first time in years, where it's not some platoon situation or a Darren Ruff.
That's about time.
Yeah, totally agree.
I wish Senga was our opening day starter, and if they did land somebody like a Jordan Montgomery, I think that we have a team that can actually go out there and compete. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but, you know, I feel better about this team right now than last year, looking at and hoping that Verlander and Scherzer would be healthy. And, you know, it was a pipe dream without having a closer, and we never got an answer for that last year. So I'll take my chances. I just wanted to call, and I'm going to hang up and listen. And
well, Mike, think about this, bud. Appreciate the call there. Yeah, I know you probably could have added a few things, but you didn't include Alvarez year two. Think about how much Yankee fans say, you know, Volpe year two, Volpe year two, Volpe year two. I mean, Alvarez year two.
Yeah.
Alvarez year two. Alvarez year two.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I think that was, you know, I was curious. I was talking about this on the overnight. I was curious if you could have seen Alvarez play a lot of DH, and now that's out the window. I was curious if that was part of the plan as well. But, yeah, no, for the first time in forever, they have a legitimate DH. There's no question mark anymore there. That's why I hated this whole thing from the beginning. They needed this. They desperately needed to fix this hole, whether it's, you know, obviously Vogelback or whomever. It feels like it's been forever since the DH started. Because you remember, like, kind of when the thought was when the DH came to the National League, the Mets were going to be one of these teams that really benefited from it, right? Because you had Dom Smith coming off that great year. Yeah. Him and Pete play the same position. Even thoughts of Cano coming back at his age. Like, the idea was that the Mets are going to be a team that benefits from the DH. And since it's been instituted, it's been a black hole for them. I mean, I definitely think this is a positive thing that answers a bunch of questions. I don't know how you can't see it like that.
I think, you know, now the Mets has got to stay healthy, you know, maybe not counting the absolute elite pitchers in baseball, but you could say that about all the teams going up against studs. I mean, the Mets are going to put up some crooked numbers this first inning. You know, the couple of guys on, a bomb, double,
no clear.
The Mets are going to score some runs. And now, can they outslug you? I don't know. They might have to because the staff is what it is. But
that's the thing.
It just seems a little brighter in Queens today.
Oh, no doubt about it. It should be. It should be brighter. You've gotten away from the plan.
All right, 11:46. We are back on Fish. BT and Sal. Chris McMonagle sitting in C-Mac.
Oh,
Chris,
yeah, I'm here.
Mac.
It's good to be here. Thank you so much. I appreciate it annoying all the Mets fans.
Kind of said you were going to work today, so.
Well, I mean, I was, you know, asked kind of, you know, late minute. I had plans and
teasing.
Everything. I'm going straight from here. I drove in today.
Okay.
Which I hate doing this time period. Trying to find parking nothing is more frustrating for me than driving around these streets of lower Manhattan looking for a parking spot.
Sucks.
The worst. And so I'm going straight to hang out with buddies. I had this all planned for weeks. I was going to go. I'm going up to Westchester to hang out with a couple friends who live up there to watch the tournament all day on a Friday. Weeks I had this plan, BT, and then suddenly, you know, Sal's got to, you know, get some boxes taken care of, and I'm Johnny on the spot.
Wait. So
you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Are you spending the night, or are you coming? Are you driving back?
I'll drive back.
So you can't even drink watching the games?
No, I'm going to watch the games and eat, hang out with buddies I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, right?
It's better than nothing. God forbid they come to me. Believe me, I hear you. But, yeah, they plan on being a while, so, you know, I'll hang out for a while, eat some food, watch the games. They want to go to a couple different places. This one's got really good food here. This one does this really well. I don't know. I'm going to the Brazen Fox. I shouldn't say where I'm going. Met fans are going to show up with pitchforks. But
there you tell them where you go. Where you go, Chris? That'd be here.
The Brazen what?
The Brazen what?
You know, the Brazen Yankee take.
Yep.
But, yeah, so we're going to go there, have some fun. We'll see how it goes. Looking forward.
I got my fantasy baseball draft tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I do. I got the fourth pick.
Wow, where are you going with the fourth overall pick?
Don't know. I don't know what's happening with the first three. Yeah, you got to get the speed of, you know, Soto, right. But, you know, he's not going to steal.
No.
I think it's like maybe Witt, maybe it's Carroll, maybe it's, you know, some Betts. Betts probably go first. I don't know. Haven't given it much thought.
The fourth pick you don't need. I mean, we'll see what... You don't need too much thought into the fourth pick. You'll see what's up there. But
I think the
one with Evan is the Evan's Famous Baseball League is Sunday.
What do you mean famous? I never even heard of it.
Oh,
famous!
It's a very big deal.
Who's
around
in it?
Here.
Before we get back to these calls,
From the station. Let me look at the text. But it's myself.
Is Sal in it?
I don't believe Sal is in it. No,
he's already not incredibly excited. He's not in it.
Evan's in it.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. A lot of formula guys.
Loogie's
definitely in it. Yes.
Is Tiki recruited?
I guess Marash is in it now.
Oh, he'll be fun. All right, Marash is cool. How about Tiki? Is Tiki jumping in?
I don't believe Tiki's in it. No.
Okay.
Hoffman is for sure in it.
Oh, Hoffman's a wild card. I love Hoffman. Hoffman's off today too. Everybody abandoned me today except Dove.
I know. Peter Bellotti is in it.
I love Pete.
Former employees like Ernie Acosta, the former producer.
I love Ernie. I've known Ernie a long time. All right, good crew. I take it back.
No, should be good.
Still never heard of it, but seems a little.
It's a big deal.
Where do you guys do it? Online or do you get together?
I think some are going to Evan's house. I'm not going there until he apologizes to me for not thanking me in his book. And then I'm just kidding. I can't make
May
it.
Not.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm annoyed with him. But we talked about that.
Yeah,
me and
I
him hashed
you.
It out. He's
I
gonna,
know you did.
He's going to send me two books. in case I want to read it more than once.
Fireplace?
I mean, thanks. Thanks, Evan. I can't. That was his reply.
What do you mean two books? Well, you barely need one about the Mets score book.
Very tongue-in-cheekly coming back from opening an overnight right after a Net game, which I knew Evan had went to.
Okay, don't waste time on the Nets. Keep going.
Well, I knew Evan would be in the car on the
uh-huh.
So I tongue-in-cheekly said, you're dead to me. Like, I knew I was talking directly to Evan.
Yeah. And he texted like Tiki with Saquon.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This was before. I coined you dead to me, actually. Who knew? But so he reached back out to me. He's like, I'm dead to you. So I explained, yeah, you know, you left me out of the book.
Okay, all right.
And then so he's like, I'll make it up to you. I'll send you two books. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks for making it up to me. Ed.
Yeah, problem solved. Right? Okay. All right, let's get back to you guys here. Dave is in Long Branch. What's going on, Dave?
What's doing, guys?
What's up, Dave?
Davey.
Good. So a little analogy for you guys.
You want to join in the analogy? Let's go. Let's see if you're up to snuff.
You're the GM. You're picking number two in football.
Okay.
So who are you picking?
Drake May? This draft?
Oh, this year?
Yeah, this year. Coming up.
It depends what I need.
There's a million different variables to
what
that
What do
discussion.
I need?
Anyway, you need a quarterback. You're taking Drake May because you know Williams is going first, correct?
No, not necessarily. I've got to go through the event. I might not take Drake May. I might take Jaden Daniels. I might take McCarthy. I might trade out.
Okay, great. Now,
where's the
number one pick comes.
Yeah, number one pick comes.
Relax.
Oh, I get it. Go ahead. Know where you're going. Go
ahead. Number one pick comes, and who do they pick? Drake May.
Oh, okay. Yes. So
Williams is available.
No, but Chris would get mad at you for doing
down.
That.
I was going to take this guy.
Yeah.
He's picking Williams.
See?
And so, in your analogy, you're saying that the price of... Because there's nothing else you can say. The price of Martinez hitting a point where you were comfortable with is your analogy of Drake of the number one overall pick being something out of because it's not it's just because you told me you had a plan. You told me that you were going to watch Vientae.
Things change.
Yeah, I
like
understand
they
that.
Say. We plan and God bless.
I understand that, and I'm open to it. I've been clamoring for it, but I find it funny how the same fans who are on board with the plan over and over again are suddenly now celebrating the plan being completely demolished.
What's the difference when they get him?
What do you mean, what's the difference? It's the overall mindset. This wasn't the mindset. It had to fall into their laps to get it done. Ultimately, you're right. They got it done. But I'm not going to applaud anyone for when it falls into your laps. Oh, okay, great. It fell into their laps at $4 million, and they could give you $1 million in 30 years. All right, great. Good job. But this should have been the plan from the beginning. The plan never made any sense.
Let me get Nick down in St. Augustine, Florida. I used to be the home of the Golf Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if it's still there, but he's got us up on the Free Odyssey app. What up, Nick?
Still over there. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, listen. You know what it is? I got to make a couple quick points. The Mets fans aren't celebrating because of the exact pivot. They're celebrating because they have an owner that is willing to do everything and doesn't think he knows it all and will pivot. And... unlike the Yankees, who for the last 10 years since you've always been with the Yankees, have a guy that doesn't pivot, that they say, oh, yeah, we don't need a lefty because we just need hard-hit balls. The data shows hard-hit balls and strikeouts. Doesn't matter. As long as the hard-hit balls. Then they have analytics that say anyone can play shortstop. Torres can play shortstop. Pilato can play shortstop. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are so set in their ways. And then this year, they finally say they had an awakening, and they're going to bring in a whole new analytics team, this and that, and they're going for it. Yeah, they didn't go all in. So the Yankees didn't do their plan, and they never pivot off their plan.
Right,
that's what the Mets fans like, what they're seeing right now.
They pivoted with J.D. Martinez for $4 million, and that's the same.
No.
It's all the different. The Yankees pivoted to Juan Soto.
No, but the Mets never said, oh, this is our starting third baseman, and this is our starting DH. What they said was, we're going to build a farm system. We got some young guys we want to look at.
Right.
And we're going to see how it goes. But they always said, we're going to be competitive. Didn't they say that all year? This makes them more competitive.
It absolutely does.
This is our guy. And they got Juan Soto for 1 year because they didn't want to spend any more money. And they didn't. But where is the other guys to go all in?
Yeah, I mean, this 1 year, they fell short of going for Snell.
Totally agree.
How did
the Baby Bombers do? Since they had the Baby Bombers,
yeah,
how do you do with that?
So what?
But that's what the Mets are trying to do. The Mets are trying to build up the Baby Bombers.
Analytics called Sanchez a great catcher.
Every time something goes wrong, we throw analytics at it. Analytics was, you know what said Gary Sanchez was a great catcher? His 35 home runs. That's what said Gary Sanchez. He was a power-hitting catcher. He was the best power-hitting catcher in the sport. They stuck with him too long. I can't disagree.
Yep.
But, I mean, the idea that, you know, the idea that we're going to look at every single situation. The Yankees went out and got Juan Soto, Verdugo, changed their lineup. That's... And some of those years where you talk about analytics and they don't need left-handed hitting, they still had years where they led Major League Baseball in runs scored. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they fell back on. They need to change. But the idea that this is such a pivot, that the Yankees aren't up to pivots like this, they pivoted and got... some of them are mistakes. Like, right now we're going to call Rodon a mistake. They just signed Judge to a $360 million contract off a team that won 99 games and was in the ALCS. Did they have to go give 160 to Rodon? No, they did not. Mm-hmm. They decided to. Yep. Now, whether they're right or wrong, J.D. Martinez might hit a buck 10. The Mets might be wrong and this could be a disaster, but it's $4 million 1 year. I get it. The idea that this pivot is on such a level that, oh, look, no other team pivots like this. This is the Steve Cohen effect. He does nothing. It's brilliant. He goes, J.D. Martinez, you see? Look what he does. He's so quick and adaptable on his feet. I picked up J.D. Martinez. Nobody else in baseball wanted him.
You got to understand. Now, Met fans, I've had you back all day. But now, I just got to say something that you're probably not going to like, but deep down you know is true. When you are a fan of a team like that, like I am a fan of the Jets,
mm-hmm.
we tend to glorify.
Sure.
The little things. Now, yep. I don't think JD's little, but it's not massive. It's not like they brought in Bellinger, you know, to play first and Pete's going to D. Like, I really do like the signing. But he's 37 years old-ish. He's going to produce for you.
Yeah.
But you take a little glimmer of hope and you make it into a flashlight. And that's fine. But don't ignore what the other team in town did. They got Juan Soto.
They got Juan Soto. What are we talking about?
They got Juan Soto. And they got a left fielder who's really good.
Yeah, Verdugo's really good. Yeah. They changed their lineup. They did. They didn't go all out and get that one last starting pitcher they need. And by the way,
Montgomery, I don't
know if I necessarily believe that, but Montgomery's still out there to possibly attain if the price falls to a different level. But to me, it's different. Like, they go, oh, you know, you're clamoring for the Mets to spend money and go above the luxury tax. You won't do it for the Yankees. The Yankees at least got Juan Soto, Verdugo. They made a lot of moves.
And
Stroman to point towards this season going for, you know, trying to make this team good. The Mets did zip zero. Mm-hmm. This is the one move. You want to tell me they signed pitchers they didn't have to sign? They could have just went with a completely rookie and minor league starting staff? I suppose they could have done that. But they got one-year pitchers who haven't been successful in 5 years. They've done nothing to the lineup. They did nothing to help this team this year. This is the first move to do so, and I applaud it, but I'm not throwing bouquets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.